It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid. You know why we're not afraid? Here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock from Phoenix, Arizona on the RBN Network on the radio here at the Studios of Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com Studios. You know why? You know why? Because we're just informed. You know, it's a lot easier to, you know, kind of set your fear over here because you understand something. A lot of times you're afraid because you just don't get it. It's like, you know, I'm afeared because, well, I don't really understand. They said I should in Islamofascism. You know, Rudy Giuliani must have got at least $100,000 every time he said that. Islamofascism and Islamofascism and Islamofascism. Yeah, I'll say it three times fast. Now, what happens is we can see what the future is going to be for the Republican Party going into the 2010 midterm election. You know, here it comes. Okay. They already are planned. They already know this act is done. You think that there's a difference between Republicans and Democrats. It just goes back and forth. It's just a distraction. It's a, you know, they own the ping pong ball, the table, both rackets, both players. And it's just, you know, which side you're rooting for. It's going back and forth. And this guy scores too high. We need to get this one. You make it a race. You know, we need to have, it's got to be paired. It's got to flip flop back and forth between each other. Because if you don't have the illusion of choice, that's what the Matrix is all about. You know, what is the problem in the Matrix? What is the whole thing that messes up their whole program? It was choice. It was free will. So what you had to do to keep them plugged into the Matrix so people wouldn't keep trying to wake up. They wouldn't keep trying to, you know, get out. They wouldn't keep, you know, getting up and unplugging from the Matrix. The only thing that you had to do was to give them the illusion of choice. As long as you provide that, then you can keep them docile. At least enough. You know, the illusion of choice. Now, here we go. Here's some of the illusions that we're getting here. Which political party? This is a questionnaire. You know, we got the 2009 Congressional District Census, all official, an official document. Don't throw away official. And it's coming from who? Michael Steele, Chairman, Republican National Committee. Now, they're asking all these questions. Now, of course, you know, indicate top three issues you believe in the most important. They don't have Federal Reserve or IRS or federal taxes or, you know, that on there. No, they got federal spending and taxes, but they don't have Federal Reserve. They don't say IRS. You know, so I'm going, can we do that income, you know, personal income tax thing? Yeah, I can't put that on there. You know, you're just going to put it under taxes? Yeah, I want taxes lower. But they're not going to eliminate anything. Oh. Which political party do you feel is best able to handle each of the following issues? Republican, Democrat, or no comment? I mean, or no opinion. All right. And you have the war on terror, economy, taxes, health care, federal spending, Social Security, strong military, foreign policy, environment, immigration, energy, education, protecting traditional values, but you don't have the Federal Reserve. Why? There's not even IRS on here. Whew. Well, we'll get back to it. Hey, we got Eric on. Eric, I'm going to have to ask you to hold, man. We're almost at the end of this segment, so we're going to go right to you when we come back in the break. Eric's down at the courthouse for Jim Keyser as he's at his custody hearing on, you know, does he get to say that the government doesn't get to poison the mind of his son? No, we mandate he is not automaton enough. We got to put drugs in him. And you, what do you think you are? His father? Oh, well, we're going to find out from Eric Cartridge. Our friend Eric Cartridge is going to report all about it when we come back here in just a little bit, and then we'll get back to the survey. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, in just a little bit.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, let's take a look. You know, there's a man over there saying, you know, my kid's got to get some drugs. You know, so Eric Cartridge went down there to go ahead and show us. Well, tell us why you went down there. You know, I know why Donna went down there. She's just, you know, parents' rights thing. This is the government, you know, telling you what you got to put in your kids' body. I mean, now we're going, they got what you got to put in your body. I mean, you don't even, you know, first they're saying, well, you don't own your children, you know, as if, I don't know, you can own them, but I mean, they're not yours. If they're not yours, then whose are they? They belong to themselves, or they belong to the state. You know, I mean, that's the argument that they're making. And then what's next after the children? That you belong to the state. They can mandate you to take elixirs. And I'm going, wow. So that's why she's down there. Eric, tell us why you went. What's up?
Yeah, I wish they'd make up their mind. I mean, are we allowed to take drugs or we're not? Or they're going to force you to take drugs? I guess it's all in the eye of who's doing the telling, I suppose. Well, I went down there to show my support for Jim Keyser. I can kind of identify with his story, or more accurately, his son's story. Back, I was born in 1962, and towards the late 60s, this whole idea of drugging children to correct behavior in school and that sort of thing was coming to the forefront. And I believe it was in about 1968. I was probably about 6 years old in the first or second grade, and the teacher and the school psychiatrist decided that I was hyperactive. They didn't call it ADD back in those days. They said, your child is hyperactive. So they sent me to the school counselor, and he said, you know, he and my mom were in there, and the school counselor's like, you know, they have this new drug for this now called Ritalin, and maybe your son Eric could benefit from this and whatever, and you know, it'll calm him down, and he'll behave in class and not annoy the teacher and that kind of thing. So my mom's a very sweet lady, but she's one who tends to respect authority probably a little too much. You know, a guy with a lab coat or a badge, you know, says you should do something, and so she did it.
Now wait a minute. One thing I want to make sure that everybody understands. You know, Eric, you and your wife Sandy are successful businessmen, women that have a nice standard of living. I mean, you guys,
yes, absolutely.
I'm going to you to buy a bunch of my silver. You know what I mean? So
right. we're slightly above middle class, probably, I suppose. Yeah.
So, I mean, you're a highly intelligent person that for a living for a long time wrote papers, you know, for ASU students.
I did do that for many years. I have the equivalent of 26 college degrees from all that writing. So
the thing is, I want to make sure people understand, just because you're diagnosed, there's not necessarily anything wrong with you. The opposite, that there's too much right with you.
That was the problem. There was me and another kid that were always disrupting the class because we were way ahead of the class. I mean, the American educational system is designed for average people. If you are above average, the idea is, well, you don't fit in, so let's give them some pills to, you know, dumb them down and, you know, and fit in with the other kids.
Harrison Bergeron, man. We got to dumb everybody down. Give me.
That's it. And so, you know, I can totally relate to, you know, what's going on with Jim and his son. So, my mom and the doctor, my father was a salesman who was out of town a lot. You know, he'd go away for a week, 10 days at a time sometimes. And while this thing with the Ritalin happened, he was out of town. So he didn't know anything about it. And so I was on the pills for maybe, three, 4 days, a few days. And I don't remember this. This is just my parents told me this story. And my father came home. And, whereas I had normally been a very outgoing, vivacious, talkative, high energy kind of a kid, and to a fault, according to the teacher in the school anyway, my dad came home and I was kind of like just sitting in the chair all doped up and kind of like almost crying. I looked like sad and depressed or
My little kid's on drugs, man, what's up with that?
Well, and my dad he says, what's wrong with him? He looks at my mom and goes, what's up with him? So, did he have a bad day or something happen? Or, my mom goes, oh, well, yeah. And then she told him, well, the school psychiatrist and the doctor and the Ritalin, and so he's blah, blah, blah. My dad hit the roof. He started screaming and yelling, and he was, what the hell? You can't, what are you doing? And so he gave my mom what for. He went to the school the next day and gave them what for. And the same to the doctor. He said, those pills are going in the toilet, but you're not doing that to my son. And, of course, this was 40 years ago, so unlike Jim's case, Dad pounded his fist on the table, said, no way in hell, and that was the end of the discussion.
Well, now you wind up in jail, you do that.
Well, that's right.
Which is what happened to Jim.
I mean, that goes to show you what's happened in 40 years. 40 years ago when they tried it on me, Dad's word was law. He said, absolutely not. Everybody else backed off, and I'm okay because of that, because of what my father did. But, and I feel really bad for Jim because he's tried to do the same thing, stand up for his son and say, you will not dope up my son. And they, the state and his ex-wife's part of the wanting to dope up the kid crowd, I believe. You've talked to him more about it than I have, but...
Well, yeah, she's a mother that, she's got a 9-year-old boy. She has an only child, and it's just, it's a lot easier when you're sitting in the chair looking sad.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I made my parents nuts just because I had a high IQ and I was high energy and I was always... you've known me for years, Ernie. You can't get me stopped once I start talking and whatever, but, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong.
No, that's the best part about you.
Yeah. It just means, my mind works as fast as yours, and I know it annoys people, but you know what? Too bad. I don't need any drugs, thank you. So, well, maybe a beer now and then. But, this is ridiculous, and I feel so bad for Jim that, he's trying to do the right thing, what my dad did for me, and... the bad guys aren't letting him do it.
Well, they're forcing, they want to take away his parenting privileges, and that's they call them privileges. You have parenting privileges.
Right.
You don't have rights. You have parent privileges granted to you by the state. You got privileges.
The state owns the kid, right.
Yeah, so okay. I'm just going, wow, man. So for months this was going on, and he confided in us that he was not going to allow this to happen. And that he'd talked to Ben, and they discussed it. This was not a secret. The boy knew what was going on. He didn't like the drugs. He didn't want to be on them. And now he's back. I don't know if he's on them or not, but what happened is he grew a whole bunch. His stuff stunts growth, too. So all of a sudden, he's gone for 3 months. He comes back different kid, healthy, ready to go, rock and roll and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they're going, no, we got to prove that we were right. We're going to put you on some drugs.
I think they're he's on them now, I think.
Yeah, they don't let him see him. So what was the case today? What was going on today? They were just
Mark Victor, his attorney, just asked for a continuance. So they can get a different judge. That's my opinion.
Yeah, because she really, she had it out for him.
Apparently so. Yeah, she gave him a $55,000 cash bond and an ankle bracelet and whatever the last time. So I think that was the point. You'd have to ask Mark. He would know more about it. But anyway, so they got to continue it. So that was all they did at for his case. But I learned some really interesting things sitting in the court today about our legal system. Three things stood out. One of them was they got a bunch of defendants in the room, right? A bunch of guys in Sheriff Joe uniforms, that kind of thing. The rogues gallery sitting over there. And the judge is giving everybody instructions of, here's your rights. If you plead guilty to a felony, you could lose these rights. You could be assessed a fine of up to $150,000 if you plead guilty to something. Plus, there's an 84% surcharge on all felony fines. Then she goes on to the next thing, and I'm like, 84% surcharge on felony fines. I'm like, surcharge by who? I thought the state fined you, you know, you're fined $10,000 and that's it.
Yeah, you're fined, but, and that's what the fine is. Now we got extra fine.
Yeah,
fine plus.
84% surcharge. And I was talking out in the hall later to Jet and Powell. I'm like, what's that? And these guys are like, oh, yeah. You know, they fine you a fee for prison construction. They have, like, it's almost like your property tax bill. They have all these, like, extra charges, which amount to 84%, you know, as though a $150,000 fine wasn't bad enough.
Wow.
So I found out about the 84% surcharge, which is kind of interesting.
Well, hey, Eric, we gotta go to break. Can you hold for a little bit?
Yeah, I can.
We'll finish up some stuff when we come back. We'll be right back here and Declare Your Independence in just a little bit with my friend Eric Cartridge from the Cartridge Family Band. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Declare Your Independence. And the question is for Eric Cartridge. Where does that song come from?
What song?
That one right there.
That one. Oh, I wasn't listening. It was one of those, like, spy shows, right? Like the Green Hornet or something like that.
Yeah, Johnny Quest, man. You know,
Johnny
that was...
Quest, that cartoon.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. I remember that from when I was a kid. Haji and...
That's right. See, I was checking your age bracket here, you slacker.
Yeah, same as yours.
You know, the one thing that I wanted to get from you, though, is that... go ahead and continue with some things that you learned at the court. You know, they got this 80-something percent surcharge going on. You said there was a couple other things you learned.
Yeah, there's actually one thing. I figured out this particular judge is very much anti-gun, regarding gun owner. She made two kind of telling comments. In fact, our friend Mark Victor was representing another defendant there. They had, you know, family problems and custody issues, and I won't go into that case really. But she makes the comment to the defendant, who was a woman. She's like, "Well, and you know that as a condition of your probation, you can't have any guns or illegal weapons in the house, and you shouldn't have any guns in your house anyway if you have children." And I'm like, really? So everybody with kids should be defenseless in their home? I'm like, doesn't sound like a good idea to me. And, of course, you know, the defendant had no choice but to just nod her head and go, yes, ma'am, and, you know, whatever. And so I was like, yeah, okay. And then there was another case later on, again, a little short thing. A guy got pulled over in his car, and the cops found a, you know, small amount of pot and a pipe or something, paraphernalia, right? So the guy's, and he's not been convicted or anything. His lawyer goes up there and goes, hey, judge, can we have a continuance for 30 days, you know, for the next step in the process, the hearing or whatever it was. And so he's not been convicted. And the judge goes, yeah, okay, you can go on the calendar for December 3rd or whatever. But be aware that, you know, while you're, and you can be released on your own recognizance, but, you know, just make sure, you know, you can't have any drugs or illegal drugs or weapons. Like no guns in your house or whatever. And I'm thinking, this guy hasn't even been convicted. And she's telling him he has to disarm himself. Why? You know?
It's why we do what we do. It's a cultural battle. It's kind of this Lennon thing, you know. It's you're attacking the mindset. You're getting people to understand that, you know, them even saying that, there's something wrong with them, not us.
Right. That's not, I don't think that's even legal, you know, in other words, you're allowed to possess weapons unless you're a convicted felon, which he isn't. So,
well, you know, a judge will say they have on the conditions of release, and if you get back before them, aha, I see that you had guns. Didn't I tell you, boy? And then
that'd be a question for Mark, right?
Mad. They're going to do what they want. You know, don't make me mad. You know, Mark told me, you'll like this one. There's a new case. And he goes like this. He came by here a few days ago to the studio. He was downtown doing some depositions of somebody, and he had an hour to kill, and he came by, and he goes, I got a new one, Ernie, man. You'll like this one. And I go, oh, we're going to have some fun? Yeah, you know what? Tell me what it is. And he goes, there's a 20, I give you just the highlights here. I think it's in Tempe, around where ASU is or something. It's a young kid. He's 20 years old. I don't know, he's a 20-year-old. He looks like a 20-year-old. So he gets stopped at a traffic stop. It's one of those, you know, your taillight is too red or something. So anyway, he gets pulled over. The officer comes up, and he sees he's got a young boy there, and he goes, I smell marijuana. And he goes, well, I don't know, it's not from here. And no, I'm smelling, it's like marijuana. And I think what happened, the way the officer acted, it had to be that the guy didn't show him the proper authority, you know, respect for his authority, you know, one of those deals, right?
Yeah,
he goes,
right.
No, I'm smelling marijuana. Get out of the car. So he searches the car. Door panels get ripped, seats get pulled out. I mean, it was a punitive thing, okay?
Yeah.
He finds this little plastic bag, and he goes, well, this is drug paraphernalia. He goes, there's no drugs. And he goes, this little plastic bag, this is what they put drugs in. It's drug paraphernalia, boy. Okay.
You mean an empty bag?
Yeah. You know what it was?
An empty plastic bag.
Yeah, I got to tell you what it was. Wow. So Mark is like going, look, am I not, they're going to, you know, do kind of a cotton swab residue. I'm going to find it. He goes, no. He goes, let's go. Not guilty. No plea bargain. Go kick some butt, man. You got, you know, mean, pissed off little 20-year-old, man. He wants his, right? So what the bag was is when you buy a suit, you get like a little plastic bag that'll have like spare buttons in it or something.
And yeah. Right.
It was one of those little
pocket or whatever.
Yeah, it was one of those little bags that had a button in or something from a coat that he had when he was at a wedding or something. I don't know. And he took it and he just put it in the console. But that's the only thing the officer could do. You know, paraphernalia. That's where they get you. You know, you got a anything. You have rolling papers that you know. It's like I don't know. You can make rolling papers out of Bible pages, can't you? I mean, you know.
Okay, so the whole purpose of this thing was just to rouse the guy. This will never stand up in court, but in the meantime, he got torn up and he got arrested.
Right? It doesn't matter. You know, I hear these horror stories from Mark all the time. You know, it's a few $1,000s, and the cop does it because he knows he can get away with it. He knows that there's case law saying, well, you know, he has, you know, if he suspects and his, you know, trained, keen nose that he kind of sort of thought maybe you've been hung around, got a contact high from a concert or whatever, he can do this. So, you know, this is what we do. We have some fun. You know, hey, thanks for giving us the report, Eric. I appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, here's a funny story.
I don't have time. You got to wait if you want to do it. You want to wait?
All right.
You got to wait. No, you got to wait. Got to wait. Get more from Eric Cartridge. We come back here and Declare Your Independence in just a little bit.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800.
313-9443. Yeah! What are we fighting for here on Declare Your Independence? With me, Ernest Hancock, and my calling guest, Eric Cartridge. He's telling us about what he learned down at the courthouse. You know, every time we go, we always learn something. You know, there was a couple other things you wanted to share real quick, because then I'll keep you on. I'll do my survey thing here. I'm doing Donna got a thing from the Republican Party. National Republican Party Chairman Michael Steele wants to ask Donna some questions. We're going through this, and I'll keep you around for that. We can have some fun. But go ahead and tell us a couple other things that you learned.
Just one more quick funny story, then we'll do your survey. This is good. So the other case Mark was working on, like I said, this was some, you know, really dysfunctional family, whatever. There were custody battles and the, you know, whatever, probably a certain amount of domestic violence and this and that. And, so this woman was, being sentenced, I believe. And Mark was up there with her. And one of the deals the court does now is they allow the victim's family members to speak. So this woman's ex-husband and his brother and father get up, you know, the ex side of the family, grandfather, uncle, and ex-husband get up, and they start talking about how horrible this woman is, and she, you know, neglects the kids, and it's awful and whatever. So they got to say their little, you know, we're the victim speech and all that kind of thing, and you should throw her in jail and lock her up and throw away the key and, you know, all that, right? So they go in there and they say their piece, and you know, Mark did a pretty good defense of her, and the judge ended up not putting her in jail, but giving her like 7 years of supervised probation or something like that. You know, of course, she could always go to jail anyway. So we're outside the courtroom after Mark's cases are done, and the grandfather walks past Mark in the hallway, and he goes, "See you later, Shorty."
Well, I mean, you know,
I thought that was funny. I mean, because we kind of cracking up.
Well, you know, Mark is, you know, a short guy, but he can bench press over 300 pounds, and he's a Marine. So, I mean, I wouldn't be jerking around with him too much.
No, you know, Mark completely ignored him, but I was just like, you know, what a dirtbag. You know, it was like. You know,
yeah, that's
break.
One thing. Family court, man. I wouldn't want to be a judge and all that mess. You know,
no. I mean, you could tell what a mess it was. I mean, you know, and Mark was pointing out. He's like, "Look, Judge, I could bring in three people from her side of the family who could say the same thing about her ex-husband."
Yeah, whatever. I don't want to get into that.
Yeah. He's
okay,
like,
now let's get back to this survey thing. This is what the deal is. Okay, Republican Party sending this congressional district census, and you know, gosh darn it, we need to know who you are, and you're as a long time, you know, frequent supporter of the Republican Party. You know, that Donna registered for a day so she could vote for Dr. Paul last time in the primary thing. And that didn't mean anything. It was just a straw poll, taxpayer-funded, taxpayer rip-off anything. Anyway, so
right.
Here we have the, which political party do you feel is best able to handle each of the following issues? You know, Republican, Democrat, no opinion. Now, of course, they're not, you know, putting anything else in there.
What about Libertarian? Do I get to opt out completely?
Yeah,
how about me?
Yeah.
How about individual?
You don't get that, dummy.
Oh,
you know,
man,
gosh darn it. So, you know, it's war on terror, of course, you know, economy, taxes, health care, spending, social, blah, 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 immigration, and you just put all this stuff in there. And the bottom one is protecting traditional values. Well, you know, if I was doing that, you guys wouldn't be there. That's for Thanksgiving. But so then it goes down. How do you rate
whose traditions, Hamilton's or Jefferson's?
Yeah. See, it's amorphous. I mean, you know, it's not, you know, defined. They don't want you to define it. How do you rate the Obama administration thus far when it comes to dealing with America's major problems? Okay, America's major problems. How are you going to rate Obama? Approve, disapprove? No opinion. Now, set the Republicans, so you can imagine. How do you rate the Democrat-controlled Congress? Well, you know, this is how they're setting us up, as if, you know, if we put the Republicans in there, well, all these things go away. You know, it's all cured, right?
No, they started it, the Patriot Act and
you're such a naysayer. Shut up. You're not a good Republican. Okay, here we have...
That's what my Republican friends tell me. They keep trying to get me to take the blue pill
ain't going
to
happen. Okay, domestic issues. How confident are you that America's economy will improve in the next 6 months?
Did you say improve or implode? Implode. I vote for implode.
So it's like strongly confident is going to improve, not too confident, somewhat confident, not confident at all, no opinion. Okay. Which party do you think has the solutions to solve our current economic crisis? All right. Republican.
The Eric party.
I know. Republican, Democrat, combination of both. No opinion, okay? That's all you get, okay? Okay, wait. It keeps getting better. I mean, it's amazing. Okay, which of the following factors do you feel is most adversely affecting the economy in your area? Okay, these factors is, you know, really messing up your local economy. Your life sucks because of what? Okay, burdensome taxes. Okay, I'll go with that.
Okay,
unstable real estate market. Yeah, that's a government thing.
No, threat of terrorism.
You know, threat of terrorism, government thing. Loss of retirement value, government thing. Severe government regulations, government thing. Growth of government spending, government thing. Loss of jobs, government thing. I mean, you know, they don't say just government.
Right.
You know, which one of these factors? Government. You know, you don't get that one, okay? Which of the following is the single most important economic issue facing you and your family? Okay, now this is, you know, I'm sitting here at the dining room table with the family, and we got issues. What's the big issue of affecting our family? Healthcare costs, government thing. High taxes, government thing. Loss of retirement investment values, definitely a government thing. Unemployment, government thing. Inflation, rising prices overall, government thing. I mean, you never put in government, okay? It's just the symptoms of it, all right? Do you feel that the huge trillion-dollar solutions the Democrats have advanced to boost our economy will help or hurt our nation in the long run?
About the same as Bush's $700 billion.
I know. But the Democrats did it.
They cut, they cut it off at the trillion because Bush's was only 700 billion, so that doesn't count, even though...
That doesn't count all the other crap he did. What about the prescription drug thing? You know, when you get old Trent, Mr. Conservative Franks to do it, you know? Don't even get me going. Anyway, would you like Congress to pass additional tax cuts to further stimulate our nation's economy?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need cuts. I need eliminations.
I'll take some of my money back that you stole.
Well, I need tax eliminations. You give them a new way to tax, and then you just change the number all the time. I start eliminating taxes.
That sounds like these flat taxer guys. Let's pass an additional sales tax, and then maybe we'll think about phasing out the income. In Europe,
every time they've ever done that, they wound up with both. I mean, I don't trust them. Should Republican candidates in 2010 push for total reform of our nation's tax laws that would make them more fair and simple?
Okay. Now I'm ahead of the game. That's what they're. That's a hint at that, you know, flat tax thing. No, they should just eliminate the tax.
You don't get that option, dummy.
Oh man,
you're not playing the game. You're losing. You're getting an F on this thing. Do you worry that the Obama administration is committed to greatly expanding the government's role in your life?
Sure. Okay. But I worry that the Bush administration.
I know they're not. No, we're not. No, we're Republicans. We love your freedom. Okay. We'd never do that. Are you comfortable with our current levels of government spending? Current levels are okay. Should be decreased, undecided.
Eliminated.
Okay. Should Republicans do whatever is necessary to keep the Democrats in Congress from enacting government-run health care?
Sure. In fact, they should repeal Medicare and all that other stuff.
Yeah. Now, see, the thing is, though, is they're going to give you the impression that, you know, we would never do government-run health care. And I guarantee they're going to create a new bucket of money. It's going to be a line on your paycheck. It's going to go to health care. It's going to have Republican fingerprints all over it. They're going to get their little spigots on it.
Drug thing. I mean, it's like, yeah, let's give more benefits and, you know. Trust me, back in 1965, there were Republicans that voted for Medicare. I mean,
Bush signed the prescription drug thing.
Right.
Who are we kidding here, you know? Do you think that all Americans should be required to have some form of health insurance, even if it requires the federal government to underwrite the costs?
Obviously, no.
Well, I mean, you know, but the Republicans are going to sign on to something like that. This is all just propaganda. Do you trust the Obama administration to keep America's borders secure to stop the flow of illegal immigrants into our country?
They will do just as good a job as the Bush administration.
You're just a naysayer. You need to have somebody with a shiny badge knocking on your door, man. You're not playing.
Can't I say nay? Can't I just opt out? No.
There's people with guns and shiny badges, that can decide that. Do you believe that global warming is an issue that must be dealt with immediately?
What's global warming?
I don't know, whatever they say it is.
There is no such thing.
And even if there was, I kind of blame the sun. Can I blame the sun?
I think the sun would probably be the cause. And as far as I know, I mean, we can't legislate that the sun do anything differently.
But don't think they won't try.
In fact, they did.
I can't remember. I always put them in the same. It's Feinstein or Boxer. Same thing. Senators from California. Exactly. The communist California senators. There was a weather modification bill that they introduced and passed. That they make all this. If you could alter the weather, it's legal now. Okay. Well, if they're legalized, that means they're already doing it.
Really? I didn't know about that.
Was like a year or two ago. I did a show on them going, are you serious? Whatever. Nothing surprises me anymore.
Well, that means those CIA and military guys have been experimenting. They've probably been experimenting with this weather business since World War II.
Nothing surprises me anymore. Okay,
they got some German scientists over.
Of course they do. I got to get through this, man. I want to get through this thing. Okay, using the numbers 1 through 5, with 1 being top priority, please indicate the policies you support most to address how the U.S. should meet future energy needs. Okay, so this is environmental or energy thing. Okay. What's most important? You want a 1 to 5, you would give, like, increased drilling in Alaska's Anwar. More funds for alternative fuels research.
No.
Yeah, because it's going to be government money. Build new oil refineries in the U.S.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to mandate it. We're going to make it happen. We're going to subsidize it. You see my point? I mean, this is all about the government doing something.
Right now, the reason we don't have refineries is because environmentalist wackos in government are standing in the way.
Yeah, it's always the government say you got to or you can't. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Okay, expand offshore drilling.
Yeah, I don't care that much. Is the best choice on there, which is nuclear?
I don't know. Let's see. You got greater investment in wind, solar power.
No.
See, it's going to be a tax thing. They always want to do a tax thing. Previously unrecovered. Recoverable oil. Build new nuclear plants in the U.S. Yay.
The thing is,
that what they did is they passed laws giving them limited liability. You know, you can build a nuke plant, but you know what? If it blows up and irradiates you, you can't sue them. It's kind of like vaccine court.
Like the vaccine thing, right.
All right, we'll go to the next one. Do you believe that Congress must reform the current practice of earmarking or pork barrel spending that adds billions of dollars to appropriations bills?
Or reform it?
Even correct. You know, that's one thing they always go out, Dr. Paul, he votes no in all these things, and then he says, yeah, I'm going to do an earmark. I want this money that you already appropriated to get spent on this thing over here, because if I don't tell you where it goes, it's going to be some stupid bureaucrat's going to do it to his buddy, you know? So that's kind of what's going on. But what happens is they put it in here that adds billions of dollars to appropriations bill. No, it doesn't add. It just directs.
I see what you're saying. It just slices that part out and hands it to this guy.
Yeah, because if the congressmen don't, then the bureaucrats do.
Right, and the congressmen are just saying, we want to get to decide so we can buy votes with
Right. I mean, you know, and that's Dr. Paul's thing. Okay, fine. If you're going to be spending this money, I want it to go to my buddies. I guess.
Right.
You know, that's pretty much his argument. Okay. Do you think
my vote, my money. Yeah, right.
Do you think the Democrat, he votes against them, but, you know, he got it there. Do you think the Democrat efforts to restore the fairness doctrine that will destroy conservative talk radio is a violation of free speech?
Yes, it will destroy everybody's talk radio, whatever. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and if it was served their interest, they'd be on the other side, which I think they were in the past, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Do you believe the Republican Party should continue to embrace social issues? Yes, no, undecided.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. Here it goes. Oh, no, there's more to it. Now, Laura says, yes, please register your opinion on the following social issues. Key is one, support, two, oppose, three, no opinion. Now, these are should the Republican Party continue to embrace these social issues? That's how it should be. Okay, here it goes. School prayer.
No.
Ban burning of the flag.
No.
Ban human cloning.
No.
Faith-based initiatives.
No.
Ban all abortions.
No.
Prohibit homosexual marriage.
No.
So I'm like, you know, when did the government, you know, justify getting in marriage anyway? You know, I'm just...
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, it's between two or more people and their God if they have one.
It's a contract, you know, a forced contract. Yeah. You know, you should be able to get like one of, I don't know, 300 different contracts in your men's magazine or something. I picked that one. You know, we're going to go file that one.
Exactly. Yeah, you could get them.
They're called prenuptials.
Or whatever.
All right, we're running out of time. We'll go to the last couple here. National defense. Do you believe the Obama administration is right in dramatically scaling back our nation's military?
They haven't dramatically.
I know. See, it's all crap. There's no way.
He's bombing Pakistan. He's rattling his sabers with Iran.
It's just a game, man. Just a game.
40,000 more troops in Afghanistan.
Just a game. Do you favor or oppose increasing American troop presence in Afghanistan by tens of thousands of soldiers?
No, eliminate it.
This is an interesting, you know, question. Do you favor or oppose? What's a Republican position on that? I don't know. They haven't picked it yet. It depends whose ward it is.
That's what the survey is about. Once they decide how, you know, they're putting their
finger in the
decided. Wind, so they can write the speeches in 2010, right?
Yeah, there's only a few more questions, so you got to wait now. You got to wait. Stay on. You drug it out this long. You can be part of it. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and we lassoed Eric Cartridge for the final questions. We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day here on RBN Network, here from FreedomsPhoenixStudios.com, Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com here in Phoenix, Arizona, and online, my good friend Eric Cartridge, and we're going through the final questions here on this Republican Party survey that they sent to my wife, because she registered long enough to vote for Dr. Paul in the last, I don't know, straw poll. It was taxpayer-funded beauty contest. Didn't even have any binding. That's a whole other story. But we have here we got the next question. Do you trust anybody in politics? Do you trust the Democrats to take all steps necessary to keep our nation secure in this age where terrorists could strike our country at any moment?
Terrorism. Trust they've already taken way too many steps, way more than they need.
Yeah, all of them. I mean, you know, this is
all of them.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I changed my answer. The answer is no. The step they really need to take to prevent terrorism is to get our troops to stop killing people in other countries and bring them home. Then who would want to terrorize us?
Amen, brother. Okay, now we go. Are you concerned about the stability of other key countries in the Middle East, especially Pakistan, and their future as key American allies in the war on terror? Oh, please. And their future as key American allies in the war on terror. Yeah, because Pakistan, you know, the terrorists are taking over. They're getting the nukes.
There is. Well, you know, if you change the words Pakistan helping us in the war on terror, if you change that to completing the oil pipeline, then we'd, you know, have a more useful question, I suppose.
Do you worry that Russia, do you worry that Russia is moving away from its relationship with the U.S. and trying to reestablish itself as a military and economic superpower?
Well, they're trying to prevent us from stealing all the oil in Central Asia. That's probably true.
What's on FreedomsPhoenix.com today, front page. Russia wants to help put more bases and everything again in Cuba. They're helping Cuba. They're going to do Cuba. We're working subsidizing Cuba. I'm going, ooh, they always like that, you know, being able to take their Navy down there and get some sun. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, you know,
and then of course you got to fill it out and certify and reply and send me money and process here and that and whatever and give us money and we need money. So I'm, you know, this is the mentality. This is what we're dealing with, and I just want you people to understand that. You know, and thanks for coming on, Eric. You know, this is fun. I'm glad you were there. We had some fun.
Hey,
we
my pleasure. It's always fun to come on and talk to you.
Yeah, no, we'll do it again soon. We'll go and get back with Eric another time, but it's good to have him here. Thanks, Eric. You know, the thing is that I just wanted you guys to understand that this is all a psyop. You know, there's some other stuff I wanted to get into, but that filled up the time more than I thought it would because, you know, we learned something, didn't we? They're just programming us. And if I can just, you know, make you smile, you know, enjoy listening to and get an idea and a bead on what's coming and why, and, you know, maybe you won't be afraid. Do you have to be afraid? Do we have to be afraid? You know, you don't need to be afraid. It's not that bad if you understand what's going on. You know, if you can just be exposed to the truth, how do you unlearn the truth? And that's what's happened with these younger kids, these generation. They don't have to overcome the decades of indoctrination by being plugged into the matrix. You know, they communicate with each other. They already know. They know. Do you know? You need to start. I don't know what else I can do for you except just kind of share what we're doing here at Freedom's Phoenix and help you declare your independence. And you don't need me to do it. You don't even need a government form. We'll be back tomorrow.